Beloved friends, we welcome you to the broadcast and to the closing message of the week upon that special, wonderful text, John chapter 3 and verse 16, declaring the love of God. It has been to me a personal blessing to minister these blessed words that were uttered by the great Son of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when he said, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The words of this blessed text have brought salvation to a multitude of sinners, melting their stony hearts and bringing them to the feet of the Lord Jesus, their Savior. But in our closing meditation upon the love of God, shall we not consider from our text his blessed love in four particular and specific ways? Shall we consider this? First of all, God's love in its breadth. Second, God's love in its length. Third, God's love in its depth. And last of all, God's love in its height. My beloved, if we are able, may the Spirit of God illuminate our minds and hearts to some degree grasp the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height of the infinite love of God. I remember as children, we would sing together with the youngsters, "Wide, wide is the ocean, high as the heavens above, deep, deep as the deepest sea is my Savior's love. I, though so unworthy, still I'm a child of his care, for his word teaches me that his love reaches me everywhere." Oh, my beloved, may I repeat again, God's love has been clearly manifested for the whole world to know he loves each man, woman, boy, and girl. Now let us consider the first thought of our text today, the breadth of God's love. From our text of John 3:16, which we have been able to emphasize preceding messages, "For God so loved the world." Now how far does that love reach? What is the breadth of it? How many does it include? Have we made it clear? Oh, my beloved, take it in if you have not. It compasses the whole world. God's love goes out and reaches every human being, man, woman, boy, and girl. And when the Savior spoke those eternal words relating to the love of God, there was not one person eliminated. He included all, making certain no one was left out. Many years ago, a Christian worker in a certain mission hall in Scotland, he put his hand upon a poor old drunken fellow who had drifted into that gospel service that night. And he lovingly quoted to that man the words of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever he believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The dear old fellow, as the man put his clean hand upon a filthy garment, and as well as a garment that was reeking with a bad odor, he pushed the hand away. But the dear servant of God put his hand back and quoted once more the words of the text. And as he did it, with all the love of his heart he could put into the words, indicating that God loved him, drunkard and sinner though he might be. Then the man began to think, and it dawned upon the old fellow, God so loved the world? Then he thought, if he loved the whole world, he must love me because I'm sure in it. And he fell upon his knees that night in a very few moments after, receiving the Lord Jesus as his Savior. And what a joy to tell, for the story is not concluded. That dear old drunkard man became a faithful Christian and lived telling everyone wherever he went about John 3:16 and the Savior whom he had found. Yes, my friend, I don't care who you are, and I don't care what you are. Like the old fella in the story, you are included in the breadth of God's love. Have you found it out? Now consider with me a second fact, the length of God's love. We have emphasized it to a great degree, that he gave his only begotten Son. Let me repeat again. The greatest love can only prove itself by the immensity, the greatness of its gift. Please note, God's love did not, a gift of love, did not originate on the earth. The gift that God gave was not a gift that originated and was found on the earth. It came from heaven. It was his only Son. As we have stated, it was not an angel even, nor even a battalion of angels, but the only begotten Son of God. Make sure that you understand it, my friend, that he sent him to the earth. Not only sending him to the earth, but he gave him as a sacrifice upon the cross for the sins of the world. My friend, be certain that you measure the length of God's love at Calvary by the death of Christ upon the cross. 'Twas there he bore in his own body our sins on that tree. Don't try to estimate and prove to yourself how much God loves you any other way, by any other standard of measurement than the cross. Well, did the old hymn writer say, alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and there and now I am happy all the day. Yes, we must say, all the way to Calvary, the Lord Jesus went for me and died to set me free. Oh, my beloved, the length of God's love. Please let me say, no circumstantial evidence upon the earth in your experience of life can be the measurement of the length of God's love. You'll have to go to Calvary, my friend. There alone can you measure how much God loved you. He gave, and what a gift, his only begotten Son. God grant that you will say, with Paul the Apostle, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. My beloved, may I say, beyond physical death, there is spiritual death, the final consequences of your sins and mine, eternal separation from God forever. But how marvelous that God loves reaches down. Please may I point out to you, not only in its length, but it reaches down in its depth. The depths of such love, that God says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Again we emphasize, our situation was eternally dangerous. Frankly, every man, woman, boy and girl deserves to be in hell because of our sins. Every one of us have earned the wages. The wages of sin is death, meaning eternal death, and death means never cessation but separation, and to be separated from God forever and ever. There is a physical death that we may understand, but there is a spiritual death, and there is a final consequence of our sins, eternal death, eternal separation from God if never we are saved. And is it not marvelous? God's love reaches down to such depth to save a poor sinner from hell and hell's eternal punishment. One Christian has penned the words in an old hymn I never forget. I was serving Satan well, and in sin did far excel, and would soon have been in hell, I believe it. But the Savior, he drew near, and he stopped my mad career, and he told me, never fear, just believe it. Christ has died upon the tree, that from sin you might be free. Oh, my friend, believe it. The depth of God's love to save you through believing from eternal hell. And last of all, as you may well know, the height of God's love. Instead of hell, everlasting life. Yes, heaven above. There to be where God lives himself. There to be where Christ our Savior now is, my friend. Do you realize that God saves men, women, boys and girls for heaven? Yes, he saves us from hell, but he saves us for heaven. My beloved, to which place are you going? Heaven or hell? One is well written. Eternity, eternity. Where will you spend eternity? 'Tis heaven or hell for you and me. Make now your choice. Which shall it be? Oh, my beloved, what a love that would save us all from eternal hell and bring us to eternal heaven. My friend, may the messages on the love of God flood our hearts today, and particularly bring many a poor lost sinner to put his and her trust in the Savior who died to redeem them from eternal death. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, you or me or anyone else, believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Shall we pray? Our beloved and blessed God and Father, we leave thine own precious words, uttered by thy dearly beloved Son, proving as he has himself upon the cross, the truth of them all. We leave them now to the Holy Spirit to bless and to prosper, not only blessing the saints with the message again, but blessing and saving lost souls to bring them to the Savior today. In his own precious and worthy name we ask it for his glory. Amen.